So she had only had the car about 3.5 weeks.
Selling to a friend creates an enemy.
You want to tell me why you repossessed the car?
She did tell me that she didn't make the payments, but that was inaccurate, Your Honor.
Did she expect a free ride?
She called and canceled the payment. She reported it as an unauthorized transaction and called and had the payments canceled.
Did you cancel the payments?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Gwinnett Freeman is suing her former friend, Zahra Alamin, for car payments she took over from Zahra, travel costs, and the return of property.
Order. All rise.
Case number 21 on the calendar in the matter of Freeman versus Alamin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Miss Alamin, how do you know the plaintiff?
She's a childhood friend. I grew up with her.
You had two cars.
Yes, ma'am.
And just one behind. And the one car that you had that you didn't want to use, you wanted someone to take over the payments on that car because you had gotten a new car. So far, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
But before you wanted someone to take over the payments on the old car because you didn't like it, you wanted something new. You hadn't been making the car payments for a while, correct?
No, Your Honor.
At the time that you allegedly sold Miss Freeman your car with the understanding that the car would be hers as long as she took over the payments and paid the insurance and paid for the car, are you telling me that your car payments on that date were current? Because she has a lot of paperwork there.
They weren't that far behind.
So you were not current in your car payments?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many months were you not current in your car payments?
2, Your Honor.
All right, so. And the amount of each monthly payment was how much?
$534.83.
What kind of car was it?
It's a 2016 Hyundai Sonata Sport.
And what did you buy?
I bought a 2012 Volkswagen Passat.
Why?
The payments were beginning to become too much for me, so.
So you owed $1,100 on the car with late fees at the time of the agreement with the plaintiff?
Correct.
And you made this switch of the car. You had to go and get the car. Right?
Yes.
Which you did. And she was living where?
Augusta, Georgia.
And where were you living?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. How did you get there?
I went on a Greyhound bus.
Took a bus there and drove back?
Yes.
In the car?
I was driven back.
By whom?
Kwanzaa Alamin.
So the two of you drove back together?
Correct.
And she left you there with the car?
Yes.
Did she tell you that she was behind in payments?
No.
Did she give you the registration, anything else, any paperwork?
No. I actually had to text her to ask her to send me a picture of the registration so in case if I do get pulled over, I would show them on my phone, but the registration was suspended. Well, not suspended, but expired.
Okay. This exchange took place on what date?
I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous right now.
Don't be nervous. I only consume litigants on Thursday. Today is only Wednesday.
Okay. When I came and got the car, it was Friday, March the 2nd.
And on what date had the registration expired?
5/16/2017.
So it was long expired.
Mm-hmm.
Did you register the car? Did you spend any money or did you just drive it without being registered?
I just drove it.
That wasn't smart.
I had purchased a car before and everything was done through the dealer. I never done this type of stuff before, so I didn't know. But now I do know.
I got it. So you drove it around without being registered and therefore without insurance.
Well, we
I assume you didn't have insurance.
No, ma'am. The car was insured. The registration was valid. She just received the wrong copy of the registration, but the car was registered and it was insured through my insurance.
Where is the car now?
The car is in Augusta, Georgia now.
With whom?
It's with my dad.
What is it doing with your father?
I left it at his home.
Why?
I can't drive two cars at one time.
Who's driving the car?
No one, ma'am. It's parked in the driveway.
Who's paying the $530?
At this point, no one.
All right. Now, you went and repossessed the car.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date?
I repossessed the car, I want to say it was the first or second week of April, Your Honor.
So she had only had the car about 3.5 weeks?
or a month.
You want to tell me why you repossessed the car?
I've contacted Ms. Freeman several times, letting her know that the insurance on the car was due. I haven't received any correspondence from her.
Did she tell you that she had made your car payments current by making the note payments?
She did tell me, Your Honor, that she did make the payments, but that was inaccurate, Your Honor.
Did she tell you how much she had to pay in order to make your payments current?
Yes, we did speak about that, Your Honor.
And how much did she tell you she paid?
She stated that she had paid the payment for January, February, and April, Your Honor. Well, January, February, March, I'm sorry.
And March.
I'm probably there.
So she made about $1,700 worth of payments with late fees.
Allegedly.
You have proof that you made those payments, Ms. Freeman?
Yes.
May I see it, please?
It's supposed to be one of the people, but I think I left
The reason that you're here is because you've made these payments on a car that you repossessed. Are you telling me you have all that paperwork and you don't have proof that you made the payments?
I have these, but it don't have my name next to it that I paid it.
That's not my problem. Did you pay it by a bank check? Did you pay it by
By my bank.
Is that piece of paper from the credit union?
No, this is actually a screenshot of the app that I downloaded to pay it.
I want to see proof that you paid it.
I apologize.
How many months behind was she?
I don't know, but I know I paid it up until May, the 22nd.
You paid it up until May?
I paid it up until May, the 22nd. That's when that payment was supposed to be due. It was by accident, actually, because when I paid the 17 and some change, then that's when they said that March was due. So I paid the 534 whatever the car payment is, and it said that it paid an extra month in advance.
How much did you pay to the bank altogether? $22.99?
Mm-hmm.
That's incorrect.
I don't see that at all.
I actually have statements from the bank which...
Just a second. I don't see that at all, Ms. Freeman. I don't understand what you've outlined here. 534 and 17. Oh, this is the balance. I got it.
Yeah,
so March 20th, you paid 534, and then you had to make up the payments of 1764.
Right.
1764. I got it. So you got $2,300 paid up on the car that you took back after 3.5 weeks.
That's incorrect.
Explain that to me.
She never made a payment. I actually have the statements from the bank where she called and canceled the payments.
Well, I'd like to see that. No. Just a second. I'm not thinking...
She reported it as an unauthorized transaction and called and had the payments canceled.
May I see it? Did you cancel the payments?
I don't know.
Why don't you go get me an up-to-date history as of April 1st from your bank, because this says that the scheduled payments, these two payments to which you refer, were canceled. And there is a confirmation number of the cancellation. Ms. Freeman, don't waste my time. Listen to me. Don't waste my time. I can be here if somebody's irritating me all day. Did you cancel these payments? These payments, we're going to stay here all afternoon. The clerks in the back will get copies of your statements. That's an either yes or no.
No.
Go get me a bank statement as of May 1st.
I can't go all the way back that far because
it's not back that far. We're not back that far.
The only one I have is for May.
May 1st. I want to see all your payments, the whole thing, for the month of March, where they say for the whole month of March, I have cancellations with confirmations. Do you understand, Ms. Freeman?
Yes.
Is what you're telling me that you didn't cancel these payments? How did you get this?
They actually emailed it to me. I was in the process of reselling the car. I thought that the car was caught up. I just was advised that the car was behind because she did call and report fraudulent activity on her account and retracted the payments.
When did she do that?
I just received that email the 9th of the month, but I was just advised about a day or two ago.
Ms. Freeman?
Yes.
Did you cancel these payments?
Yes.
Okay, your case is dismissed. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I feel like the right person won today.
I think she did take advantage of me, though.
I tried to help out a friend. She was in need.
I don't have no friendship with her.
And she tried to play victim here.
All my stuff that was inside of that car is gone.
She breached the agreement from day one. I never received the money down for the car.
I don't really have much to say.
And I was the one that really got over.
Oh, it won't happen ever again.
I'm just too nice, and I learned not to do it again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Augustat Thurston versus Thurston. Step forward.
22-year-old Jeffrey Augustat and his girlfriend, 19-year-old Destiny Thurston, are suing Destiny's mother, Elizabeth Thurston, for the return of belongings, tax return money, and an illegal eviction.
Miss Thurston, this is your mother?
Yes.
And this is your boyfriend?
Yes.
How long has he been your boyfriend?
Almost 3 years.
Do you work?
Yes, I do.
Does he work?
Yes, he does.
Does your mom work?
Not that I know of currently.
You were living with your mother, is that right?
Yes.
With your boyfriend?
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
Have you always lived with your mother?
No, I haven't.
With whom have you resided?
A few years ago, I was living with my dad for about a year.
Other than that, you've always lived with your mom?
In junior high, I lived with my grandparents for a year. But other than that, yes, my mother.
Why did you live with your grandparents in junior high?
We had gotten into an argument, and I had moved out to live with my grandparents.
And then you came back?
Yes.
Do you still see your grandparents?
Yes.
This is the nature of the case, as I read it. You're alleging, Mr. Augustat, that you were illegally evicted.
Yes.
From her house.
Yes.
Now, you were living there with your girlfriend.
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 years.
And there was a family argument.
Yes.
On what date?
January 27th.
So she told you both to leave.
I was upstairs. The argument had taken place downstairs. She came upstairs after arguing with her mother and told me that we had to leave. And then she, Miss Thurston, came upstairs, and all I heard her say was, "You better be gone by the time I get back." And she left.
So you left.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I just want you to tell me, Mr. Augustat, what it is that you say she has that belongs to you.
She took two firearms.
What kind of firearms were they?
A .22 long rifle and a 12-gauge shotgun.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeffrey Augustat and girlfriend Destiny Thurston claim Destiny's mother, Elizabeth Thurston, pawned two of Jeffrey's guns, stole his tax return, and illegally evicted them.
Now, you had an argument with your mother. Again.
Mm-hmm.
You've had arguments with your mom before.
Yes.
What was this argument about? I'm just curious.
We had been at his father's earlier, and she had claimed that I had been over there to talk bad about her, and that she didn't appreciate that, and that she wanted me to leave.
Okay, that's fine. You're a grown-up. Boyfriend, I assume, is a grown-up. Where did you go when you left your mother's house?
We went to his father's house.
And is that where you are now?
No.
Where are you?
Yes, but in a different location, I mean.
With his father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you're bouncing from one parent to the next. Part of your lawsuit that seeks an illegal eviction is dismissed. That's one. Now we're going to take the next part of your case. Next part of your case is the return of your personal belongings. You have personal belongings there?
I had personal belongings there.
Okay. When your girlfriend came up to you and said on January 27th, and she said, "You better be gone by the time I get back," you took what with you?
Everything I could fit in my car. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
What did you leave behind?
Bedroom set, a TV.
Hold on. A bedroom set. Who purchased the bedroom set?
I did.
Where is the bedroom set?
He took it, Your Honor.
He took his bedroom set with him?
They came back with a U-Haul almost 2 weeks later to get the rest of their belongings.
That's not true, Your Honor. I came back on February 3rd to get my stuff. It was the following Saturday.
Okay, so did you get your bedroom set?
I got my bedroom set.
All right, I just want you to tell me, Mr. Augustat, what it is that you say she has that belongs to you.
She took two firearms before I was able to...
Okay. Two firearms?
Yes.
Where were the firearms?
They were in the closet. Her and I were the only ones who knew where they were at.
Just a second. They were in a closet?
Yes.
What kind of firearms were they?
A .22 long rifle and a 12-gauge shotgun.
And they belonged to you?
Yes.
Why didn't you put them in your car?
I wasn't able to fit them in the car.
That's not so big. That's not a bedroom set. Okay, and when you went back for the rest of your stuff?
They were missing. They were not there.
Where are the two guns? Careful. Where are the two guns?
They should be back in his possession now.
Where were they?
They were in evidence.
What did you do with them?
I pawned them because he owed me money. Excuse me.
So you pawned them?
Yes, Your Honor.
For how much?
$175 for both.
And what happened to them?
They got put into evidence, the Lane County Sheriff.
So they're in evidence. Is there a case pending?
It got dismissed, Your Honor.
Then go and get them with proof that they're yours. You don't have any problem. You shouldn't have any problem.
Well, the problem with that is one of them, she was in on the purchase of it, and she's not allowed to have firearms, so it was our
That's
neighbor
not true,
who...
Your Honor.
Shh.
Our neighbor at the time who's...
Listen, if you're involved in illegal activity, don't come expecting me to help you.
No,
so
it's...
go get the other one. She's not paying you any money for the guns if she's not supposed to have a gun. Do you understand? So go get the other one. The next part of your lawsuit is return of tax money. Now, that I find absolutely fascinating. You work.
Yes.
She doesn't work.
Yes.
You file tax returns.
Yes.
When you were living with Miss Thurston, you and her daughter, or you alone, or whatever it is, you were contributing $300 a month to the household. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want me to be involved with your scam? You want me to be involved with your scam and to give you $1,000? Get out of here.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jeffrey Augustat and girlfriend Destiny Thurston claim Destiny's mother, Elizabeth Thurston, pawned two of Jeffrey's guns, stole his tax return, and illegally evicted them.
You were contributing $300 a month to the household. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
$300 a month. And that included what?
That was for me to rent a room.
Okay. Did it include utilities?
Yes. That was everything.
Did you do the shopping or did she do the shopping?
For the most part, she did the shopping.
So it included food as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal. 75
yes.
bucks a week, includes your room, your utilities, a lot of your food. Pretty good deal. So, to take care of one big guy like you, okay? She has two younger children.
Yes.
You claimed her children as deductions on your tax return.
Correct. I thought...
Just a second. You claimed her children, as if you were supporting them, you claimed her children on your tax returns. How much money did you get?
A check for $1,700 as part of it. When I did it, I got popped with an audit.
So you got back $1,700 for something that you shouldn't have done in the first place, right?
Yes.
And what you did was, you gotta follow this bird. What he did was, because it was a scheme between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't work, she has no income, so she can't file for the kids, right, to get this tax break, so he did it. It would be like my filing for her children, right, because he doesn't support her children. So he got back $1,700, so they audited him.
Mm-hmm.
And they made him give back the money.
Right.
But he had already, because it was a scam, given her $1,000.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Because that's what the scam was.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want me to be involved with your scam? You want me to be involved with your scam and to give you $1,000? Get out of here. Is that all we have? Let me just make sure that's all we have. Money owed for return of personal property. Go get your one gun, the one gun that you shouldn't have bought legally with her if she wasn't allowed to. Who cares about it? Tax return money. That's the biggest joke of all. And punitive damages for illegal eviction. This would be the end of this case.
Your Honor, I do
it's
have
dismissed.
More
goodbye.
Personal.
It's dismissed. Goodbye. Go have a happy life. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it was absolutely correct.
She came to me and asked me if I would claim her two kids for her.
I was not able to file.
I was the only one who had a job.
I did not work.
I didn't know any better. I thought since I was the only one who was able to file taxes and I was working and I was considered the head of household that it would be okay.
He went and bought more guns. I kind of have some questions because there was still more belongings.
There was not.
For one, when we had gone back out there, they just weren't there anymore. Some of them weren't, and then we just weren't able to grab them with the sheriff out there either.
I had full proof.
They had fake evidence. They weren't telling the truth.
Probably just continue as it is. We aren't speaking.
Being, you know, being her mother, supporting her.
It's ridiculous if you ask me.
You know, she had it good.
She would have been civil in the first place, then everything would have been all right.
What they were here for was bogus.
It just seems like the defendant got away with everything.
After everything I've done for those two?
Try and move on.
I hope we can fix this.
I'm not really sure at the moment.
But I feel that as long as she's with him, we cannot.